Thanks, Ben. That was great. And actually, guys, that's about his kingdom coming, isn't it? And that's what this morning is about, thy kingdom come. And this morning I'm going to do two things. I'm going to give you, first of all, a short, emphasize that word, financial review. I just want to let you know what's been going on with River's finances, because this is important stuff. And then I'm going to talk about another initiative called Thy Kingdom Come that we are going to get on board with. But even as I talk and give you a short financial review, that's about his kingdom coming. It's about us being able to impact this area, our community, our lives, our families with the kingdom of God. So don't switch off. It's all about his kingdom coming, and Ben led into that beautifully. So Dave, if you can just give me the first slide, that would be absolutely marvellous. Okay, so why am I doing this? It is not to bore you to death. Basically, you guys have given into River. You've given of your precious money, and I want to honour that. I want to give you clear information about what we've done with that money. And I also want to provide you with some assurances that what you give, we handle well and honourably. I want to be honest and open. We have nothing to hide about the River finances. And one of the things that's really important to me is that I build trust with you guys through transparency about what's going on with money, which is a really key and important thing to all of us. And I want you to know that you've been amazing in your giving in the last year. And I want us to celebrate that together. I want you to know how good it is. If you're a guest here this morning, actually you chose a really good day to come, because you are going to see the guts of River, as it were, this morning. And you can see how we work and what we do. Now, there's absolutely stacks of financial information, and I am not going to overload you or make you nod off, she says in faith. I love figures. I love all of this. But I realise, apart from my lovely husband, Jonathan, who is an FD, we're probably a bit alone in that, a bit geeky on the whole numbers thing. So what I've done is I have simplified this as much as possible, simply to get the salient points across to you without boring you all to death and drowning you in detail. Now, some of you may love detail. You may love figures. The accounts have been audited for last year, and they are available. They're about to be filed. If you want all the nitty-gritty, just email the office and you can have it. There isn't time today for this to become a question and answer session, but your questions are valid, and please put them to me. Come and talk to me, email me. We have nothing to hide, so come and talk to me if you want some more information. But that is what you've been. Guys, you have been generous, and that's what you continue to be. Now, this review is just about last year, 2015, the calendar year. But our 2016 giving is up on what our budget is. And you know we took up a Miracle Building fund offering, and we now have about £52,000 in that account, which is growing all the time because we keep giving into it, and it's a great fund to begin to work from. I just want to explain to you just a quick thing. So I want to explain to you about general giving, which is when you just give your money into River, okay, and you don't specifically say what fund it's to go to. It goes into the general fund of River. Your standing orders, the giving in the baskets, and it's distributed across the four churches, Maidenhead, Marlow, Slough and The Journey, according to agreed budgets that are agreed between the trustees, between the church leaders. We work on them and they run from the start of the year. Now, if a church's giving exceeds the amount that it's expected reasonably to bring in that year, we get that back. So last year, we here in Maidenhead we exceeded our general fund giving by £6,000. So in January, we got £6,000 straight back into our vision fund, which is fantastic. We're going to plough that into the Larchfield Festival and some of the other outreach that we do. If you designate your giving, if you say, I want this money to go to Vision Fund, Miracle Building, Special Offerings, that's where it goes. Okay, so just so you understand, that's the way that it works. What I'm going to do with you is I'm just going to look at the overall River, all of River together, because we're four churches under one trust, and then Maidenhead's specific budget. Really quickly pull out some points for you. Don't nod off. Highlights. 2015 was a year of consistent growth. I put this slide up last year, and that pink bit said 2014 was a year of generosity. 2015 was a year of consistent growth. Guys, you've been great and across river. Total income increased by 7% and regular giving went up by 8%. Our total expenditure as a church, we brought under budget by 4,000. Yay, that's good. We actually budgeted to have a deficit of £20,000. We could cover that, but that was what our budget was. Income over. We actually broke even and brought in a small surplus because of the increased giving. Fantastic news. We had big one-off gifts in Maidenhead and Slough. Slough made a small surplus. In previous years, we've actually helped to fund Slough and helped to fund the journey because they're small, growing churches. They broke even and they even made a small surplus last year. The journey had record giving. They're not quite broken even, but their giving was up again. And in Maidenhead, Slough and the journey, giving was all above budget. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you don't like graphs, don't look at it. Just listen to what I'm going to say. Just look at the second one in from the right. 2015, income up by 7%. Fantastic news. Now, you'll see 2014 next to it. That's a big spike, and it looks like we didn't make the giving the same as the year before. We didn't, but that's because in 2014 we had a couple of really big gifts that were one-offs, not to be repeated, redundancies, inheritance sort of things, and they pushed that spike right up. But you can see 2015 was brilliant, up by 7%. 2016, our plan, we're just being prudent. We've just budgeted for a bit less giving because some families who give significantly from other congregations have moved away. So you need to understand that's how we plan things. We go, actually, we need to be reasonable. What giving can we reasonably get in? What giving can we reasonably spend? Okay? So we've just been prudent, but that's that one. Expenditure across the river. 2015, second in from the right, our expenditure was up 10% on 2014. That's because we were able to hire some more people to do some really valuable jobs. So Mark and Ruth Middleton came on the payroll for Maidenhead, delivering our youth work. Rachel Smith, come on, came on helping me, delivering a lot of stuff that she's doing around Maidenhead. In the hub, in the journey, they were able to employ Denise to run their community work out of the community centre they've got there. So that's why that's higher. 2016, we're keeping it about the same. But when I say, you know, our expenditure was up by 10% because we paid some more people, actually that's investment. That's not just chucking money away, that's investing in people to be able to deliver, to help bring the kingdom of God in this place. That is the staff employment for you. I put this up, it's important for you to know. Just for you to know, in terms of the church leaders, Colin, Rachel, Mark and Ruth Middleton, all of them deliver more than that. So they're good value for money. They may be paid 2, 3, 4 days, but they deliver more than that. All the church leaders are paid 4 days a week, but we all easily work 5, 5.5, sometimes 6. So it's just good value for money. So I don't want you to feel, actually, we're paying these people, what are we getting? Actually, you do get quite a lot of value for your money. So this is Maidenhead. We're looking at Maidenhead's income. Look down in the bottom corner, 2014, the yellow. That was how our income came in. Regular giving was the yellow. Large one-off donations is the blue. You can see we had some big ones in 2014. 2015, the big donations were less, but the regular giving was up by 5%. That is so helpful. Big gifts are really helpful. They're fabulous. They enable us to do a lot. But regular, consistent, monthly giving helps us budget, which is really, really helpful. And there is the Maidenhead income. This is what you guys gave into Maidenhead. Again, the spike of 2014 because of the big gifts, but 2015 up by 5% in Maidenhead. So you can see when I say Rivers giving overall was up by 7%, the general giving, Maidenhead was a significant part of that. Okay, up by 5%. And that's our budget for 2016. Again, our budget is pitched at a sensible level so that we have a chance to exceed it. Come on. When we exceed it, the money comes back for us directly to spend. We're nearly there, guys. So not only did you give amazingly in terms of your regular giving and some one-off gifts that came in lump sums, we took up special offerings and we gave an additional £24,000. So just last year, the Miracle Building was 10,000 went in there. It's now 52. Messy Church, we gave money to the hub manager over in the Journey, a car appeal for the Pinions, other special mission, the little ones that we've taken up throughout the year, and money into the Maidenhead Vision Fund. So, you know, there's another £24,000. So when I say generous, guys, you're generous. And that enables us to do so much in Maidenhead to bring people encounters with Jesus. And that out of our Maidenhead budget is where the money went. So this is specifically Maidenhead. Wages, hall hire, running costs, that's Sunday mornings, messy church in there. Now, the central ministry and office, 108,000. Obviously, we support Colin, the church office, the central things that go on in River that are essential. And Maidenhead and Marlow, because we're the churches that bring in the most income, are the ones who currently fund that mostly. That percentage there for Maidenhead is 58% of the costs, with Marlow doing the rest. This year, we're down that was 66%. This year it's going to be 58%, and the year after is 56%, 58, 56. So we are dropping that amount and spreading it out. Missionary support to the Journey. Again, that's dropping. That was 10 the year before, 6 this year. So that's our budget, 196 that we spent, and that's where it went to. All of our outreach came from our Vision Fund, which is money that you gave this year. As I said, that 6,000 extra giving has gone straight back into it. So my conclusion on that is thank you. We've been able to do so much. For very many years, we've been strapped for cash and really unable to reach out into our community, to do what we want to do things here on Sunday that are a resource and a sanctuary to people. But because giving has increased, we can do so much more. So I want to stand here and say thank you to you, first and foremost. Thank you so much for all of the giving that you've done. And I just want to encourage you, keep going. As we keep going, we can do so many more things. Stewardship is a giving charity that many of you will be aware of. And this is their vision statement: to see the world encounter Jesus through the generosity of his church. And I actually love that. That actually, as we are generous people, the world encounters Jesus. Because God gives. That's all he does. He gives. Constantly. And as we are people who give, we are modelling ourselves on him. Our vision statement in Maidenhead is not dissimilar. Giving everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And as we continue to give, as we continue to be generous, that becomes more and more real. We're able to do more festivals, more messy church outreaches, more things on the street, more alpha courses, more things where we actually can resource one another to go out and let people know the good news about Jesus. I really like that video clip. I think it gives a really good range of reasons for why we give. And the line that I like the most in it is it changes both our world and our hearts. You know, as we give, and not just money, time, serving, our love, our talents, we get softer in heart, we get more compassionate, we have more obedient, trusting hearts, we become more like Jesus. And every time we open our wallets and our purses, we confront fear. Because actually, Giving financially is about trust in God. And every time we think about giving, if we're really honest, we're like, oh, I wonder. Let's hope there's not a naught on the end of what the Holy Spirit says to me. Or even worse still, do naughts on the end of what I've got in my head. But every time we give, we confront fear and we overcome it. And we walk closer to trusting Jesus even more fully. And I think that's an amazing way of looking at our giving. That actually every time I do it, I'm going, there you go, enemy. I'm confronting fear and I'm overcoming it and I'm trusting in God. I've got a great verse for you here. To all the rich of this world, just going to stop there. To all the rich of this world, that is actually everybody in this room. Because if you look globally, half of the world lives on less than £1.70 a day. 80% of humanity lives on less than £7 a day. Billions, millions have no easy access to clean water, sanitation or schooling. And last year, 1.8 children died due to diarrhea. None of that is happening for any of us here. We're rich. To the rich of this world, I command you not to be wrapped in thoughts of pride over your prosperity or rely on your wealth, for your riches are unreliable and nothing compared to the living God. Trust instead in the one who has lavished upon us all good things, fulfilling our every need. Don't rely on your wealth. Giving is a trust issue. We confront fear every time we give. The verse goes on, be rich in good works of extravagant generosity so that you can experience true enrichment by means of your giving. And I don't know about you, but if anybody said to me, do you want to experience true enrichment? I'd say, yes, please. I'm up for that. There's a way. Good works of extravagant generosity. Church, you have been generous. With your time, with your money, with your serving. And I want to thank you for that. Let's aim to increase in that this year. Experience more true enrichment. Look fear in the face and overcome it. Walk deeper in trust with God. If that increases just a few percentage points or a few extra pounds, we can grow in that bit by bit. By bit, and we are taking ground for the kingdom every time we do it. Generosity will look different to all of us. Think of the widow and her mite, the rich man and his little bit he put in. It's different for all of us. But as we grow in our trust of God and our giving, we will get that true enrichment. God is faithful to us always. Let's be faithful to him as we grow, go on a journey of increasing generosity. And we've used this a lot, this spiritual journey, but giving our stuff away and ourselves away is part of that journey of growing in Jesus. So this morning, you might just be exploring Jesus. You may feel you're just beginning to grow in Jesus. The way we move on close to Jesus and Jesus-centered is as we give. Of ourselves, our time, our money, our love, our generosity. So if we want to grow, I just encourage you to continue to do what you've been doing already. And as a church, we will keep going and bring his kingdom in this place. So thank you very much, guys. As I said, if you have questions, please come and ask me. It was a very whistle-stop tour. Very sorry about that. But, you know, but come, talk to me, okay? Now, as part of that, thy kingdom come, we want his kingdom in this place. Money is the one thing we give, but I've also mentioned time, talents and love. Another essential thing, and it's come up already this morning through Alpha, the thing we need to give and something that's meant to be our absolute joy and privilege to give is to people who don't know Jesus, an insight into life with him, an invitation into our life with Jesus. And there is an initiative taking place called Thy Kingdom Come. It is a national initiative. It's taking place between the 8th and the 15th of May, which leads up to Pentecost. And this is what the Archbishop of Canterbury has said. Jesus Christ calls every person to follow him. As Christians, it's our duty and joy, our joy, to share that invitation. That's why the Archbishops of Canterbury and York are inviting every church in England to join a week of prayer this Pentecost, from the 8th to the 15th of May, called Thy Kingdom Come. Let's pray for every Christian to receive new confidence and joy in sharing this life-transforming faith. And here's the man himself.
This website is providing the resources and the encouragement for something called Thy Kingdom Come, which will happen this spring between the 8th and 15th of May, the week leading up to Pentecost, as an intense period of prayer across the church for the outreach of the church and the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. It is essential that we pray together. And yet, I know from my own experience in a parish that doing something like that can often be just the extra straw that breaks the camel's back with all the load of work there is already. So I think you'll find in this website resources that enable churches of every tradition to focus their intention on prayer for the outreach of the church, for the proclamation of the news of Jesus in that week. Everyone will want to do that in their own way, and that's quite right. But I hope very much you will join in with it, having looked at the resources, and that we can know that together, as God's people, we are seeking the power of the Spirit to change the way in which we work in this country, and in which the church reaches out into its community and serves and loves as it should.
I think he's an amazing man, and his heart is to see this nation reached for Jesus. Go and look at the website, Thy Kingdom Come, and you'll find on it resources for individual prayer. If you're small group leaders, there's small group leaders prayer. And we're being encouraged as a church to join in with this, to pray for ourselves and other Christians, that we will have courage in sharing our faith, and for our nation, that there'll be a receptivity to that, and that we would pray for friends, people known to us, take this opportunity to pray. Now, this is extraordinary to me, because already I've been thinking about, you know, where we're going, what our direction is, what our emphasis should be. I went to the Pioneer Leaders Conference, and everybody's talking about we need to get out there. We need to rediscover the joy of being able to share our faith. And it's something that we're actually already going to be looking at from next time's River Together in May onward. It's one of the emphases that we're going to be looking at in our teaching on Sundays and in our small groups. So I was like, yay, Holy Spirit, thank goodness we're all on the right page. And we're going to be looking at things like, what is the good news? Why do we share it? What did Jesus say and do? What else does the Bible show us? What's our nation like today? How do we become contagious Christians? What is grace? Who are we in God? Do we have anything to share? And if not, how do we get it? We're going to look at tough questions. We're going to look at practicalities, resources, expectations. We're going to talk about going fishing. We're going to have interviews with people who are already actively sharing their faith. And we're going to ask the question, does it really matter in the end? So that's part of the journey that we're going to be going on as a church. So this is a fantastic way to start that. We're going to be doing a mixing of teaching, encouragement, testimony and interviews, and equipping. So this is a really great kickstart for us, and I would really like to encourage you all to get behind it. This is what we're going to be doing during the week. Monday the 9th of May, there's a pop-in prayer space at Stephen Fiona's. All this information will be given out additionally to this. Again, at Stephen Fiona's on Tuesday the 10th of May, you can pop in, join the Maidenhead Intercession Group. You don't have to be there for 4 hours. I'd probably die. Wednesday the 11th of May, we always prayer walk Larchfield fortnightly on a Wednesday. We're shifting the time a bit, 9:30 to 10:30. Come and join us. Wednesday the 11th and Thursday the 12th, as small groups meet, we're going to ask you to pray in your small groups for 10, 20 minutes and we'll provide you with some resources. On the Friday the 13th of May, we're going to ask everyone to pray individually and again provide you with some resources. On Saturday the 14th, we're going to do a town centre prayer walk between 10 and 11 a.m. And what we're going to ask you all to do throughout that week is once prayer walk your street. During that week, prayer walk your street. Pray over the houses, pray blessing over them, because we can all do that for our street. So I just encourage you to join in. You don't have to do it all. Pick one thing, do one thing. I just almost guarantee you won't feel like it, because we don't generally, do we? But I'd ask you to get over that, because actually the enemy does not want an army of fired up Christians ready to share their faith. He does not want people in this community to know about Jesus. And one of the easiest ways is to stop us even getting started. So actually, as we're praying for one another, we're praying for our friends, we're praying for our nation, you'll sit and think, well, I don't want to do any of those. Let's just get over that and go, you know what? I am going to, because this matters. This is important. I'm going to pick one thing and I'm going to go and do it. And do you know what will happen? Holy Spirit will meet you. And you'll start to go on a journey with him. And your prayers will make a difference. Because prayers do. As you interact with the living God. So let's go for it. Come and join in. Thy kingdom come. Now part of that initiative, and if you have a look on the website, is an encouragement to pray for five friends. Five friends who you know who you want to see come to know Jesus. This morning, we're going to take up an offering. But it's not going to be a money offering. It's going to be an offering of just one person who you want to see come to know Jesus, who you can commit to pray for during that week. So, who's that person? Who's that person who you would like to see come to know Jesus? We've got some slips of paper. The offering baskets are going to come round for you to take a slip of paper. And what I'd really like you to do is to write the name of that person on your slip of paper. Scott is going to come and lead us in a final worship song. And what I would encourage you to do, you don't have to, I'm not that bossy. What I'd really encourage you to do is to bring the name of that person on that piece of paper as an offering. Put it in the offering dish, beautiful dish that's here. And we're doing that saying, God, I'm going to pray for this person. As part of that week of prayer, I'm going to start praying for this person. And what Simon's going to do is at the end pray over all these names and he'll finish the meeting for us. So Scott, if you can come and lead us. Scott's going to lead us in the song, Thy Kingdom Come, which is immensely appropriate. So as you get your pieces of paper, say to the Lord, okay, who's that one person that I'm going to pray for during that week?